USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Tropical Storm Harold has made landfall in South Texas, bringing heavy rain, strong winds, and a chance for coastal flooding. Over a million people in that area are under tropical storm warnings. More than 3 inches of rain has already fallen in the Corpus Christi area. The Gray Fire near Medical Lake, Washington, has destroyed at least 185 structures and burned 10,000 acres. Operations Sections Chief Jesse Keene says steady progress on the southern end of the blaze is being made.
Around the Medical Lake communities, continuing to mop up and secure the perimeter, as well as working interior to assess and triage threats to structures and mitigate those threats.
More than 500 firefighters from across Washington State are battling those flames. A Chicago woman is being charged for threats she made against former President Trump's youngest son, Barron. 41-year-old Tracy Marie Fiorenza was charged in Florida after she allegedly emailed the headmaster of a Palm Beach school that she will shoot Donald Trump Sr. and Barron Trump. Her charge holds a maximum sentence of 5 years in prison. FEMA officials who are responding to the fire that destroyed the historic town of Lahaina on Maui are reportedly staying at $1,000 per night luxury hotels.
According to the Daily Mail UK, FEMA officials have been criticized for their slow response to the devastation. The outlet suggests that the officials who are staying 45 minutes outside of Lahaina at 3 5-star hotels, the Fairmont Kealani, the Four Seasons, and the Grand Wailea Astoria, may not be in a hurry to leave their luxury accommodations. Victims of the fire have also complained about the one-time $700 payments to buy food, clothing, and other essentials. President Biden approved $7 million tax dollars for FEMA to respond to the disaster. According to the Daily Mail, most of that is going toward putting up as many as 1,000 FEMA staffers. I'm Phil Hewlett.
Stocks are mostly down on Wall Street after bank shares slid today. This is USA News.
Mr. Clean. Of course I use Mr. Clean Magic Eraser to clean tough messes off my stovetop and bathtub. But then I discovered I can also use it to easily clean my patio furniture and even my shoes. I'm hooked!
And when wipes won't cut it, I use Magic Eraser Sheets. They're thin and flexible erasers, perfect for everyday messes, like gunk on my counters and sinks. They really are magical.
The reviews are in. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser and Sheets make cleaning look easy.
Wireless headphones. That'll be $200.
I'll use my Capital One Quicksilver card.
Now that's a hit. You used the Capital One Quicksilver card, which makes you the hero of every purchase. With Quicksilver, you earn unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase everywhere.
I wanted running music, but unlimited 1.5% cash back is pretty heroic.
Good instincts. Every hero needs a theme song. The Capital One Quicksilver card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and entrepreneur Vivek Ramaswamy will stand center stage during Wednesday night's presidential debate in Milwaukee. While DeSantis is considered to be the strongest candidate to challenge the party's frontrunner Donald Trump, recent polls have shown Ramaswamy edging closer to DeSantis for the number two spot. The American Academy of Pediatrics is calling for a ban on corporal punishment in all schools.
Believe it or not, striking or spanking children is still legal in public schools in 18 states, mostly in the South. New Jersey, Maryland, and Iowa are the only states that prohibit corporal punishment in both public and private schools. But a separate study of Canadian children published last week in the JAMA Network Open shows that kids who were physically assaulted before age 14 are nearly twice as likely to develop mental illness. I'm Corey Myers.
Officials are warning people who sustained damage during Tropical Storm Hillary to look out for scam artists. One of the most common scams is a phone call from somebody pretending to be a government official. They'll ask for sensitive personal information that they can then sell on the dark web. Alcohol is becoming less common for young adults to partake in and more likely for older adults to drink. That's according to a new Gallup survey. Only 62% of Americans aged 18 to 34 said they drink, compared to 72% 20 years ago. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
The roar of our engines, the pump of our heartbeats, the pedal to our metal, the sparks that ignite us, the pistons that push us, the passions that drive us. From the feelings that move us to the places that pull us on the roads that unite us. With nearly 6,000 stores and over 17,000 auto care centers, NAPA has America's largest network of parts and care. Here to keep you firing on all cylinders. NAPA!